Clarion Health Plan phone line and talk with 54A District Judge Frank DeLuca. Judge, how are you?
I'm just fine. I'm just fine, Tony.
A Michigan Supreme Court administrative report suggested that cuts could be made to save money, and these cuts would include 49 judgeships throughout Michigan, and some of them may occur locally. I wanted to get your take on what you heard when you heard about that report, what you thought.
Well, the report does in fact recommend that the 54A District Court be reduced by one, from five to four. And the recommendation that's made by the State Court Administrator's Office and supported by the Supreme Court, so the recommendation is that that be done by attrition.
Now, let's look at the caseload you have now. Are you able to handle it?
Yes, we are handling the caseload that we have now. And what they've looked at when they came up with this recommendation is that over the past several years there's been a reduction in the caseload due to, a number of circumstances, and partially because of the economy. And they pointed out in the report that the city of Lansing's had a 6%, I think they said, population reduction. And so I think there's a lot of factors. We've had cuts in the police department, which certainly affect the number of cases that are filed. And, of course, we can only deal with, what's brought to us, and we have no way of instigating business, and that's a good thing. We don't want to instigate business. But we deal with what's brought to us. And so because of these factors, which, are fluid and which can change, there's been a reduction in the caseload, which we are now handling.
What would happen to your caseload if you were one judge short?
Well, the caseload's going to stay the same, and the four will have to handle what the five are now handling. And we're committed to fulfilling our obligations, and so we'll find a way to make sure that it gets done. We're concerned, not necessarily right now, but if the situation turns around and we start going back to the other numbers, then will we still be able to? We're in session 365 days a year. I don't know that a lot of people know what the district court does, but we do arraignments 365 days a year. There's somebody comes in and handles arraignments even on Christmas Day. Hey, we're available to law enforcement for orders after hours, 24 hours a day. Somebody's available 365 days a year. And so those are some of the kind of things that you may be more difficult to accommodate.
If there's one judge taken away and the caseload stays the same or get increased, are we going to see delays in cases? Are we going to see the dates get pushed back? How does that work?
Well, those are all possibilities. And again, this is a recommendation. The recommendation is by attrition. It's not something that would happen if it's adopted by the legislature. It's not something that would happen immediately. We're always looking for ways to make the system work smoother, quicker, faster, better. And so we look for those things. And as I say, we're committed to giving people timely hearings and to handling the matters that we're assigned to handle. So ultimately, could that happen? Yes, it could. But we don't foresee that right now unless there's a dramatic turnaround in numbers. And, Tony, we're in an age where there's a demand for specialty courts. We have a sobriety court here. We have a domestic violence court. I've had people approach me for such things as a prostitution court, a homeless court. There's a proposal now to have courts review these mortgage foreclosures. It's unknown what court that would get assigned to. But those are the types of things that's, people say, well, we ought to have a court review this, and so, you know, we get things assigned to us that we don't have any choice about. So those are the things. Those specialty courts take a lot of time. And so those are the kinds of things that you might, mental health court has been established in some jurisdictions, the Veterans Court out in East Lansing. So those are the kinds of things that may very well, they would suffer first, I would think, before anything else.
The cases that you handle, do you send folks to more often to county or to the state prison?
Well, we have no authority to send anybody to the state prison. The district court only has jurisdiction to incarcerate. The maximum penalty would be up to 1 year, and that would, by definition, be in the county jail.
All right. 54A Court, District Court Judge Frank DeLuca, thanks so much for your time.
All right, Mr. Conley, thank you.